Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hi, and welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you again for another week. Nolan is always at home in the home studio, and this week I just arrived in Prague, Czech Republic, up here for a 15U tournament, actually, for the rest of the week until Sunday. So yeah, just arriving for tonight's show, and we start off tomorrow. So I don't know, for anybody that hasn't been to Prague before or whatever, in that beautiful city, gorgeous part of the world. So feel very fortunate and looking very forward to it, to spend a few days and just enjoy it, enjoy baseball, enjoy new city and all the surroundings. So having said that, as you know, hopefully wherever you are listening to us around the world, Dirtbags, hopefully you've had a dirty week, busy week, fun week, good family, good time, good baseball, the whole thing, everything that goes with it. Hopefully you're healthy. If you're getting ready for a new season, you just went to college to start a college career, maybe, who knows, or back for another season in college, or just a straight up all around fan of the game. You know it. We do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So we're glad to have you as part of the nation. We live it, we breathe it, we die at this game. Nolan, myself, and of course Braden, whenever he's on with us. That's who we are. We're just baseball dirtbags. It's as simple as that. I know every time people ask us, myself or Nolan, it kind of stops us still, but at the end of the day, it's get up, get after it, get dirty, like we always say. As a player, a parent, a coach, if you have questions for us or you want to send in a curtain call question for that segment of the show, reach out to us, contact us on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. You know we'll get back to you. Again, that's what it is. As a player, a parent, a coach, there's so much information out there, and there's lots of good information, but it's about how to attack it and how to decipher what's valuable for you at this stage of your baseball journey. And sometimes you just flat out need a network and people that'll help you with it. So, lots to talk about tonight. I know Nolan's excited to get rolling with it, and there's all across the board, from Jason Hayward being DFA'd by the Dodgers to getting picked up by the Astros, Joey Votto retiring, Kansas City Royals back tied with the Cleveland Guardians now. So settle in, sit back, get that favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, Dirtbags, because we're going to be right back here for Nolan to get after it.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply.
For an IBM study found that fan engagement and consumption of sports is shifting, revealing new opportunities for technology integrations, including artificial intelligence. International sports fans surveyed are optimistic about the impact of technologies like AI. Real-time updates and personalized bite-sized content rank as top priorities for fans when it comes to how generative AI can enhance following and engaging with sports events. While 64% of surveyed fans said TV is their top choice for watching sports, they are increasingly using multiple devices to follow sporting events. Younger fans between the ages of 18 and 29 may be reshaping how consumers experience sports content engaging with content via multiple screens, and ranking personalized content as their top priority. Fans worldwide are continuing to embrace platforms and solutions that allow them to feel more connected and informed on their favorite athletes and sporting events. IBM's new study confirms this now includes embracing technologies like AI to deliver these experiences. Visit www.ibm.com for more information. Sponsored by IBM.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
I'm convinced I have the best Labor Day setup. A cold drink in one hand and my phone in the other while I shop Kohl's Labor Day sale. They have seriously great deals to refresh your home. $10 off if you spend $25 or more. $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. And up to 85% off into summer clearance faves. Yep, I can always count on Kohl's to keep it real with the best savings. And now it's time for a refill. Select styles. Offers end September 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, lots to talk about, brother. So where do you want to kick things off?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously our episode airs at 11 o'clock on Wednesday nights, and shortly just before that, we had finished up our podcast and everything like that. Joseph Daniel Votto announces his retirement. Obviously, kind of shocks the whole baseball community. I think a lot of people wanted to see him get up and play an MLB game with the Toronto Blue Jays. Obviously, that never came to fruition. Had one spring training at bat, hits a home run, ends up spraining his ankle, running into the dugout. And I mean, yeah, obviously his AAA numbers just never really got up to kind of what his standards are. He was very blunt about it in his retirement speech. I mean, you see it. Everybody's seen it probably by now. Goes out into the parking lot after the game there. Just records himself talking, and he's like, I'm washed. I'm done. That's it. Career's over. It's been a fun ride. Obviously, posts a little bit more in details on his social media underneath the video and everything like that. But what a heck of a career by Joseph Daniel Votto. I mean, obviously, Reds Hall of Famer. My opinion, I don't know if he's necessarily going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Should be a first ballot Hall of Famer. But I don't know if he'll necessarily be a first ballot Hall of Famer. But he'll definitely get into the Hall of Fame at whenever he gets in type of deal. So we'll have to wait his 5 years, 6 years, I guess, until, yeah, he finally gets that call. But yeah, to me, I mean, no-brainer. Guy should be a Hall of Famer. Heck of a career. He was always a pain in the thorn for my St. Louis Cardinals. Basically, anybody that's an NL Central fan can say that for the last 15, 16 years, Joey Votto was the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of those guys that you got to dig a little deeper around, right? The peripherals and stuff like that, the standard numbers. And you're starting to see those Hall of Fame inductions starting to go that way, whether it's pitchers or players and stuff. And you're 100% right, Nolan. I agree with that. I'm sure dirtbags out there, whether you are a Reds fan, a Joey Votto fan or not or whatever, and yes, the time had come for him to retire. It's always a kick in the head, no matter whether it's baseball, football, hockey, basketball, soccer, go on and on and on, whether you're a pro or whether you're even Nolan, myself, and the majority of dirtbags out there, you're amateurs and stuff like that, semi-pro, whatever you want to call yourselves. When you get to that stage, it's tough. It is really tough. And being a Toronto boy, born and raised, for sure he wanted to come back and be a Blue Jay and stuff like that. But exactly right. The writing was on the wall. Cincinnati Reds were in Toronto last week or whatever. There was hope that he might get called up for that series. The numbers just weren't there, right? And they got to look at the young guys. And so tough way of doing it, but a very, as we've come to realize the last probably 3 or 4 years, the way he does social media, I think you would agree, Nolan, it was a very typical Joey Votto retirement almost. He almost expected it to go that way. He's not afraid of the camera, but he's not arrogant of the camera either. So yeah, what we were saying, for me, those peripherals, we were talking about it last night a little bit. What was it, Nolan, that we read this week? He could play in the major leagues and go, oh, for what was it, 1,341 hits or something like that?
Yeah,
and still have a better OPS than Ichiro?
So the stat was if he went 0 for his next 100 or 1,342 at bats, he'd still have a better on base percentage than Ichiro Suzuki. So yeah. I mean, yeah, that goes that like that alone. Obviously, the guy's numbers. I don't know if he finished his career with 300. I think he was a 296 hitter when it was all said.
297, I think it was
career average. So he ends up just below that magical threshold of 300, 400, 500, like 500 slug, 400 on base, 300 average, right? So, I mean, same as, well, a lot of those guys just basically to finish out their career, like an Albert Pujols and stuff like that. Those guys, they all just in their, basically in their last year, kind of just dropped down below the 300 mark officially. But, I mean, just staples, steady guys in their lineups. Obviously, had won the MVP, Gold Glove, multiple silver sluggers. Like I said, he was Cincinnati. Like, he went through the highs and lows of the past 15, 16 years with the Cincinnati Reds. Obviously, just, yeah, time catches up with everybody, right? So,
well, and one more thing that I was reading this week to Nolan or whatever, and that before we move on or whatever, and I just out of respect for this guy, he was drafted, I think they said 2002, Moneyball era. He got drafted 44th, Oakland A's, of course, Billy Bean at the time, that was Moneyball. So on base percentage. They drafted, seven people, they said. And yet Joey Votto won the NL for on base percentage 7 years out of his career. He's the only player in Major League Baseball to have that in the history of the game.
What?
No,
that's not right.
I thought the history of the game.
No, there's been four guys.
Okay.
So he was tied for third. But yeah, there's one guy with 13, one guy with 10, and then yeah, Joey and I think Ted Williams or something like that both had 7. Might have been second with 10, but yeah. Yeah, no, either way, yeah. I mean Joey Votto, yeah, he, like, what can you say? Like you said, I mean, Moneyball came out then. He was drafted 44th overall. The last Oakland Athletics pick before him was 42nd overall. They took a first baseman in that draft. And yeah, obviously whoever they drafted never turned into Joey Votto for their first baseman, right? So I mean, it's crazy, but yeah, no, what yeah. a
so you touched on it. You touched on it a little bit. Like, I realize you're not going into the Hall of Fame for all the fan interaction and stuff like that off the field, but I think there's got to be a degree of that, right? Obviously, if you're a great on-field player and you're great in there, because look at how many guys. You got Clemens and Bonds. Not only are they not in the Hall of Fame just for steroids, they were abrasive and gruff with reporters, with everything.
If you want to call it how it is, Curt Schilling.
Yeah, Curt Schilling,
just completely skip the whole steroids thing. Curt Schilling is a prime example. Even on the opposite end of that, Derek Jeter. Yeah, who's the one guy that Derek Jeter upset to make him not vote for him?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like, I mean, it's crazy to me. So obviously the on-field, off-field stuff, they both weigh into the whole thing. Curt Schilling on-field is a no-doubter Hall of Famer. Curt Schilling off the field might be the worst baseball personality of all time. And he was allowed to broadcast games and everything like that. Now, I don't know Curt Schilling on a personal basis, right? So it's easy for me to sit here and say that behind the camera or behind the microphone, because obviously these are the stories that have been passed on from other people. And I mean, you can see the videos of him and you're like, well, this guy's kind of a dingling. But yeah, like end of the day, I mean, Joey Votto, anytime that he'd talk with the broadcasters and stuff like that, he would always make them laugh, make them smile, all this stuff.
Fan interaction.
He was always first class. Yeah, I mean, no, to me, like so
with
I said.
With his on-field numbers being right on that, home runs are obviously below the 500, that number you always hear and stuff like that.
Yeah.
With his numbers being around where they were, do you honestly think or feel that writers, voters will be swayed because of his overall personality?
Well, I think the MVP definitely helps him out as well. But his case is the same as Todd Helton's. Right, Todd Helton and him are basically the same player. Obviously, Todd Helton played a little bit before Joey Votto came up into the bigs. So Todd Helton's was based upon, like you said, the old school credentials of you need the 500 the 500 home runs, 300 plus average, your 1,000 and let's say 200 RBIs, basically, your
maybe
1,000 runs,
yeah,
type of deal. 2,000, well, probably 2,300 hits at least. Like, I'm saying for an extended period of time for a player's career, obviously. So, like,
for sure.
Like, and that's kind of what always held Fred McGriff out of the Hall of Fame, too, right? Was Fred McGriff didn't have that 500 home runs. Stats alone were good enough to get him into the Hall of Fame. Eventually, he got into the Hall of Fame. To me, though, I just think Joey Votto, end of the day, I don't know if he's a first ballot, like I said, but he's a Hall of Famer to me.
So there you have it, Dirtbags. That's the end of segment one. We'll be right back here in a second. Nolan will just keep going after it, so stay tuned.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high-quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495.
800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Talking about Joey Votto retirement and Hall of Fame opportunities in the future, the last segment. So got that wrapped up, Nolan. Where do you want to keep rolling with this one?
Yeah, let's talk about the merry-go-round, I guess would be the best way to put it, of the Los Angeles Angels and their lack of any sort of direction. So last week, they extend GM Perry Minasian to a two-year contract extension. So Perry Minasian took over the role in 2020, like fall of 2020, after they had let go of Billy Epler, their previous GM. And so, I mean, obviously the Angels this year, they realistically have 0% chance of making the playoffs, although statistically speaking, they still do have about a 1% chance of making the playoffs. Yeah, so pretty much during his, I don't know, like, the way that they talked about Perry Minasian, and even this, it ticks me off, because the club has had no direction. They made all the wrong moves last year at the trade deadline by trying to go for it instead of selling off Shohei Ohtani and getting whatever you could for maximum value. They let Mike Trout get to the point where now he's untradeable, basically, because his contract's too big and he's always injured. But so this year, they're 54-73. He was the guy that signed Anthony Rendon to the largest contract in Los Angeles Angels history for a free agent. Obviously, Mike Trout was a player that was already there, so not a free agent. But and on top of that, they have the worst farm system in the MLB, according to Baseball America. And you're going to give this guy, who's been there for 4 years, who has shown no direction towards becoming a winning or even capable team of winning, and you're going to extend him for 2 years with no farm system. Like, I don't know how you look at that as an owner or as a president, whoever makes that decision to extend the GM type of deal at the end of the day, and say, yeah, this is the guy that we want leading our club. Like, that move blew my mind. I would have assumed just cut bait with him and be done with it. But...
Well, it was interesting because just before that, Ron Washington finally, it sounded like, gotten to the end of his road, even or whatever, and that publicly stated, you know, like, I'll ask for a trade back to the Atlanta Braves or whatever, if this is what it's going to be type of thing. And he wasn't necessarily talking about Perry Minasian. I think he was just talking about the whole thing. So having said that, let's give at least one area of credit that he's probably done better than almost every other team in the league, and that's somehow identifying draft picks that are actually MLB ready out of college. They've had a few of them come up almost within the year, right? And so he has hit the nail on the head with that. But as far as exactly right, the management team that he's built, put around him, gone ahead. Yes, the Logan Hope trade, I think it's going to work out. I think in the long run, it'll work out or whatever and stuff like that for them. There's a few pieces there, but exactly right. They're not next year. They're going to be there. 2026, not there. You know, it might be 27, 28 before they're there. So exactly right. I was a little surprised, but I don't know if Artie Moreno maybe did it just to kind of cool the waters with the fans because of Ron Washington's statement prior to that. I really don't know, but I'd love to be able to ask him and just get an honest answer. Like we always say, I know you're not going to get an honest answer, but hey, California Angels fans, you've got them for two more years, and fingers crossed that you can get that ship moving in the right direction, because like Nolan says, there's pretty limited excitement right now for them. So anyways, it is what it is.
Then obviously you get the Philadelphia Phillies going on a little bit of a hot streak, starting to win some games again. They've won their last four. Aaron Nola last night absolutely diced up the Houston Astros. Seven shutout innings. They win 5-0. Philadelphia Phillies obviously have had a bit of a tough slide since pretty much the All-Star break, and just shortly before the All-Star break, I guess. And do you think this is the time of year where they really start to ramp it up again? Especially with the way, like, I can't see the New York Mets and I can't see the Atlanta Braves catching them in the NL East. I'm not going to throw that out there. It is a possibility. I'm not going to sit here and say it's not. But it just seems like the Philadelphia Phillies are cut above those teams. Is this the time of year where the Philadelphia Phillies decide to play like the Philadelphia Phillies of April through June 31st or through June 30th?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a really good question. I can't even answer it. The one thing I do notice is that Nick Castellanos has been pretty quiet this year or whatever, and he's caught some fire the last 2 weeks for Philadelphia, which is huge. And I think that's where it was, right? I mean, hitting went cool. It went really cool over the last 2 weeks. And but now it's the exact right. It's caught a bit of fire again or whatever. And like you said, you know, when you got Harper there or whatever, now you know it's not going to be a long-term fall off the map thing. It's going to be, boys, we're getting right back on this horse and we're getting after this stuff again. And when you say that, I mean, you know how it works. I mean, hitting helps pitching. I mean, you need pitching and defense. We know that, but let's be honest. Great hitting helps pitching, helps relax us, helps give us confidence when we can go out there and we got a 3-run lead, a 4-run lead, a 5-run lead, whatever it is, and the boys are swinging well. You're like, hey, throw up. Even if I give up one spot, they're going to put up a 2-spot. We're going to come out of this inning, win in the inning. We're going to win the games at the end of the day. And I think you're starting to see the Philadelphia Phillies doing that again. And let's be honest, they need to do it against teams like Houston right now. That's a big series for them because they very well could be matched up when it's all said and done come October.
Yeah, I mean, they'd both have to get to the World Series, obviously, to make that a possibility. But with the way the Houston's been playing over the past 3-4 months almost, like, they've been one of the best teams in the American League. So, obviously, Philadelphia Phillies, yeah, they needed a huge series. They got one. Now, obviously, you kind of talked about it in the intro. Jason Hayward, obviously good buddies with Freddie Freeman. Freddie Freeman was pretty tongue-in-cheek on Jason Hayward getting DFA'd there last week. Ends up getting released, signed by the Houston Astros yesterday. How do we feel about that?
I love it. I love it. If you're the Houston Astros, you got to be excited. I mean, if you're Freddie Freeman and the rest of the Dodgers, that's a pretty tough thing. I know they came out and they said, you know, for versatility, they had better versatility out of the other players that they kept on that roster moving into the playoffs and stuff like that. But let's go back to 2016, Nolan, right? Chicago Cubs. Everybody had said it. Everybody talked about how important he was. Joe Maddon even saying when they had the rain delay against Cleveland Indians at that time, Guardians now or whatever, and that in the World Series in that final deciding game, you know, he took them in there and he was the ringleader. He literally was the ringleader. This is our year. We know that we're the better team. We're going to get this job done. And, you know, there's not a person that says ill of Jason Hayward in the entire major leagues. That's my opinion on that. So that's a tough call for the Dodgers, but what a beautiful pickup by the Houston Astros. I really thought maybe the Yankees would jump in there, even though they got a plethora of outfielders. But just to have another guy like that in the clubhouse, and the fact that the Dodgers had dropped him. But hey, well done, Houston Astros.
Yeah, I mean, he's a 15-year MLB vet. Basically, he's going to come in. He's not going to be playing every day, but he's definitely an extra bench piece. Like you said, good vet. He's been to the playoffs, won a World Series before. He's got all the accolades, right? Obviously, multiple gold gloves and everything like that. If you need him in a pinch, he'll come in there. Obviously, the stats offensively this year aren't looking spectacular. 208 average, 6 bombs, 28 RBIs, 682 OPS, and only 63 games. But still, I mean, like I said, good clubhouse guy, and he's able to play all 3 outfield positions. Now, that being said, pretty much at this stage in his career, he's probably just going to be playing a corner spot. With the way that left field is there, let's be honest, that's not an easy left field porch to play at. It's not the Green Monster, but there's a lot of weird angles to it. So, I mean, he's going to be playing right field, especially while Tucker's still recovering from his injury from a few months ago.
Exactly. Exactly. And the bottom line, Nolan, we always talk about culture, don't we? Culture. You're not going to hear a word out of him when he's not playing. You're going to hear nothing but encouragement, nothing but additional development for those young players on that Houston Astros to go with Bregman, to go with Altuve, to go with even Tucker to a degree, even though he's still a young player and stuff like that, to go with Justin Verlander. Just really, 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 I love the move by Houston Astros. It's as simple as that. I absolutely love that move. I don't want to see them win the World Series, but I love the move.
Yeah, and then so just one last thing that we want to just kind of touch on. Obviously, you get like a lot of excitement out of the New York Mets fans. Deservedly so. Francisco Lindor getting the MVP chance recently. That guy's been on a tear, man. He has been on an absolute tear over the last couple weeks. And the NL MVP race is wide open. So, like, for him to be getting the MVP chance, he even said it too. He was like, hey, MVPs are won in August and September. He's got to bring it home. And if he gets the Mets into the playoffs, man, I don't think there's a reason why he shouldn't be MVP.
Well, what was it, 2 or 3 weeks ago, we talked about Shohei and Ketel Marte because Marte was on fire, right? And he's still in that race as well or whatever, and that the way the Diamondbacks are still playing and stuff like that. So that's going to be a very interesting one. I know all the reports have Shohei running away with it, have Aaron Judge in the American League running away with it. You know, it's... They may very well end up almost unanimous when it's all said and done or whatever and that. But I honestly, I think this is a year where Lindor and Marte, they got to finish out the rest of September, the rest of the season or whatever and that. But that Judge and Bobby Witt, I mean, we'll still go back to Bobby Witt. You've heard us pound that into your dirtbags over the year, shows and stuff like that. But let's be honest. I mean, Kansas City, we're going to talk about them in the next segment or whatever and that. They just tied the Cleveland Guardians last night. One more game in that wheelhouse for both of them or whatever. They're playing phenomenal baseball. And you know, yes, you still got Salvi. Yes, they've just done some nice things. We'll talk about it, like I said, but Bobby Witt is going to be a lot closer than just a runaway freight train for Aaron Judge. In my opinion, it's just as good as year as Judge is having. You've got to give that young kid credit. So that's our thoughts and opinions in the second segment, Dirtbag. So we'll be right back here with the curtain call questions.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
T-Mobile, with help from Rob Gronk Gronkowski, is celebrating high school football by rolling out Friday night 5G lights, providing a platform for small towns across America to showcase their community spirit and compete for a $2 million football field makeover. In addition to the $2 million grand prize, T-Mobile will award $25,000 to 16 finalists, as well as give $5,000 to 300 high schools during the competition's entry period from now to September 20th to support high school football programs nationwide. John Fryer, president, T-Mobile Consumer Group.
I'm so excited to team up with Gronk for T-Mobile Friday Night 5G Lights. Friday nights are when we come together to cheer our team, show our hometown pride, and connect.
In over 3 years, T-Mobile has invested millions into small towns and billions into lighting up 5G across America, adding nearly 500,000 square miles of new 5G coverage and hundreds of new stores. Learn more about Friday Night 5G Lights and how to apply at www.fridaynight5glights.com. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/31. Price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
Lowe's knows Labor Day calls for big savings. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, save up to $750 when you buy two or more select major appliances priced $396 or more. And MyLowe's Rewards members get 3 bags of premium 2-cubic-foot color mulch for just $10. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/4 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Summer can be hot. Preparing for the temperature is the key to staying safe and cool.
I'm Joel Reyes, and I've been driving with UPS for more than 20 years. Staying safe in the heat is all about preparation. Here are three tips to keep in mind. 1. Stay hydrated. Drink water throughout the day and eat foods with high water content. 2. Wear appropriate clothing and use cooling gear like hats, towels, and sleeves. 3. Find cool or shaded areas to recharge when needed. Stay safe in hot weather. Brought to you by UPS.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. And as always, thank you for sending them in to us. Love them. If you're looking to send in curtain call questions or training questions, whatever it is, go to Instagram or Facebook and reach out to us on Dirtbag Baseball Nation. And we'll be happy to try to get them onto the show. We can't get them all on the show or whatever and stuff like that. So we'll definitely try to get back to you in any way, shape, or form. So it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we'll talk to you. That's the bottom line, and that's the promise. So, Nolan, we've been talking about it all show. Kansas City fans, they're almost coming through the phone when I'm talking with them. So, thoughts and opinions, man. Really, now it's gotten serious. We're not like a month ago where we're thinking about getting serious with them. Now that it's serious, they tied it up last night. We love our Stephen Voit. We've talked about him all year. Do you think it's just Cleveland in a blip? Are they obviously they're not faltering, but go ahead.
Get me wrong. So Kansas City caught Cleveland at the right time. Kansas City caught them while Kansas City was hot. Cleveland obviously is taking a little bit of a tumble. But I mean, heck, I've been pounding the table since the offseason. Kansas City was going to win the division. I thought obviously Bobby Witt Jr. was going to win MVP. I don't see it changing. I haven't wavered. I'm not going to waver. I'm still sticking with those answers. I'm still sticking with those answers. I get the year that Aaron Judge is at. Kansas City needs Bobby Witt. New York obviously has Aaron Judge. But you look at Juan Soto. You look at the rest of the New York Yankees lineup. Kansas City without that, without Bobby Witt Jr., I'm saying, they're not the same team. Kansas City, Vinny Pascatino, obviously good player. Salvador Perez, obviously a great player. But end of the day, man, Bobby Witt Jr., he's taking that team. Like I said, Kansas City caught Cleveland at the right time. Kansas City right now, to me, at this moment, August 28th, is the better team in the AL Central. But we got a month left. So, I mean, anything's possible.
And good old month of September, right? That's when the games count, they always say, and we always disagree with it because every game counts or whatever and that. But right now it's basically a brand new season. Both of them are at 0-0, and we're going to see who wins what out over the next 33 games roughly or whatever there is left in the season. So yeah, I agree with you. I love what they're doing right now. I love what they're playing. I did see where Michael Lorenzen just pitched, what, one inning? I think it was, or one and a third, something like that last night. So hopefully no injury there or whatever. I haven't been able to see it. Okay, that's devastating because that was a great trade. That was where he got off to a couple of really good starts for them. That's a bit of a devastating blow for them and stuff like that. Because you saw what he was able to do with Philadelphia last year when he got traded from Detroit over to them. So just a nice little unexpected pitcher that goes out there and gets the job done for them. So the bottom line is I love what Kansas City's doing right now. And I'm going to piggyback that question, Nolan, right back with another one because people are starting to go ahead and they want to know your opinion on Mr. Perez. Do you think that guy, not only we Hall of Famer, he's in. Is he a first ballot Hall of Famer when he retires right now? They want to know.
100% depends on Yadier Molina. That's it. That's my answer. 100% depends on Yadier Molina. And here's my reasoning, right? For the past 25 years, let's just say, and obviously you can toss Pudge in there if you want to, but Pudge was kind of towards the back end of his career by then. Obviously, he had his cups of tea with Texas and Detroit, and he was still a good defensive catcher, wasn't that offensive catcher. Past 25 years, who do you put on your Mount Rushmore catchers? Right? I think, and here's my thing, right? I think some people can make arguments for certain players, but end of the day, I think everybody's going to have Yadier Molina, Buster Posey, Joe Mauer, Salvador Perez. Joe Mauer got in first ballot, and Joe Mauer was only a catcher for, what, 7-8 years? right? Like, you get my point. Buster Posey's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
And obviously, he played, what, 11 years?
Posey, I think, about 11 or 12 years. Yadi had the longest out of all of them. He almost played 20 years. I think he was 19 years, if I'm not mistaken. He should be a first ballot Hall of Famer. But some people look at the offensive numbers and be like, well, this doesn't dictate, and all his peripheral numbers don't look all that good. But newsflash, they've never figured out how to properly tell if a catcher's a good catcher or not. Just look at the amount of stolen bases that Yadier Molina let up. Right? Look at the gold gloves. Look at the platinum gloves. Look at all the accolades, man. Yadi to me is top of that Mount Rushmore for the past 25 years for catchers. And Salvador Perez, to me, if you don't have Salvador Perez on your top four, I think you're crazy. Like, he's already played longer at catcher than Mauer and Posey.
Well, you said to me last night or whatever when we were reviewing questions for tonight's show and stuff like that, you personally have him over Mauer at least.
Yeah.
And probably Buster. You probably have him sitting two behind Yadi.
I have him as my number two, and that obviously is just kind of a wash at number two. I think no matter how you spin it, I think Posey was better defensively, like in terms of blocking and stuff like that. Salvi, to me, I think is a better pitch caller and pitch framer. And he's 6'5", and somehow has the longevity that he does to play 130-plus games behind the dish. Where Posey was good. Posey, don't get me wrong. Posey, in the prime of his career, could play that 120, 130. But towards the back end, obviously, he was beat up. I mean, they had to make a whole new rule because of Buster Posey. So I got to detract points off of him for that. Because he didn't set himself up in a proper position as a catcher. So they had to change a rule because of how good Buster Posey was to disallow catcher contact. And I am a catcher. I grew up with catcher contact. So I know what it's like to get hit, and I know what it's like to get yourself into a proper position to avoid getting hits like that. So that's why I'm saying I got to detract a point off of Buster Posey. So to me, I mean, end of the day, it's a wash. They both got the World Series. Obviously, Posey's got a couple more than Salvi, but stats are right there, man. Like, they're all basically in the same line. And he's continued to do it longevity-wise at a high level being a catcher as any of those other guys. So that's my point. I have him at two. But like I said, it's a wash.
Yeah, for me, he's an automatic first-time, first ballot Hall of Famer. There's no question. I mean, just those little things that you talked about, the fact that he'd almost break a thumb, knee issues, back issues, whatever issues he's had, he's on the IL, concussions the last few years or whatever, and it seems like he's out for always the minimum, other than busting up his wrist last year or whatever and stuff like that. I know there'll be dirtbags out there that'll say that one. So, yes, take away that one. Other than that, that guy is a bull behind that dish.
Yeah.
And he should be in the first ballot Hall of Famer for sure because, hey, we talk about the catcher being the general. That guy's the general. There's no question about it. So, great question, Dirtbag. So, here's one for you, Nolan. I don't know if you watched it or have been able to watch any parts of it. It came out last Sunday, I think. I saw or whatever. Question was, thoughts and opinions on the Greg Maddux documentary that came out.
So, I
and
never...
You, and they know that you never saw him. So if you did see it, what were your opinions after seeing any parts of it?
So, and to be completely honest with you, I never saw it. I've only seen clips from it and everything like that. Obviously, I saw the Barry Bonds versus Greg Maddux at bat and just kind of both of them talking about, like, all right, listen, this is the best hitter in the game. This, at that point in time, Greg Maddux was the best pitcher in the game. And Barry was like, listen, he's a guy that, and obviously Randy Johnson said the same thing later on in the show too, basically just saying along the lines of he didn't need to throw 95 to be the best pitcher in the game. He just knew how to pitch. And then seeing Smoltz and some other guys basically saying, like Smoltz and Eddie Perez, I believe his name was, the catcher.
Perez was his, yep.
Yeah.
That was his personal catcher back then.
And so they said, he used to call his own games. Like, I thought that was crazy. I mean, I 100% understand it. Like, some pitchers, they just get into the flow of kind of, okay, listen, I've watched enough film to know what I'm doing. On the opposite end of it, you get Chris Sale, who what was it, just about 2-3 weeks ago? I can't remember. Saying the exact opposite. Saying like, dude, I've never shaken off a catcher. Like, I grew up in Chicago White Sox, and he was on with AJ Pierzynski and those guys. That's how it got brought up. Just saying about, yeah, like, I never shook you guys off. I had Mark Burley, who was the fastest pitcher in the game. Like, not in terms of, like, pitch speed or anything
rhythm,
like that.
Rhythm just
in
terms, and tempo.
Yeah, exactly. And then, and like, AJ Pierzynski behind the dish, like, you're not going to shake him off because he'll probably come out to the mound and strangle you. But like, just seeing it from their perspective of, yeah, like he would touch his face a certain way, he'd catch the ball a certain way, and that's how you knew what pitch he wanted to go with. And then, yeah, just the Barry Bonds at bat, like I said, just kind of watching that little clip quickly, just seeing, okay, like, hey, he's now all of a sudden he's sitting on my two seamer inside, so I'm going to go a changeup down away. He spoils it off, and then get him to roll over on one and all this stuff. But just the methodical side of it, right? Them talking their way through how each of them went about it. And both of them were like lockstep too, which was the insane part to me about that little clip that I saw, was they were both lockstep on. They both knew, okay, this was going to be the sequence. This is probably what he was thinking. This was the pitch that he was going to go with, yada, yada, yada. And then at the end of the day, I mean, you, as a hitter, you still need to put it in play, right? But the craziest thing to me about Greg Maddux, and I, like I said, I didn't see it, so I can't say for certain, but Greg Maddux is the oldest pitcher to steal a base. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I'd forgotten about that, but yeah, you're right. Yep. And so I'm going to jump in now, whatever, not dirtbags. For me, Greg Maddux taught me more about pitching, just being able to watch him and Tom Glavine and John Smoltz. Now, obviously, Smoltz was the heat. Glavine was the middle to the bottom side with Maddux as far as velocity goes. But again, I played college. I moved from first to pitcher. Didn't have a clue about pitching. Had middle infielder, All-American as a pitching coach way back in 89 to 92 or whatever, and that. Didn't have a clue how to pitch. And so finally I started watching TBS or whatever because I had it at that time, watching the Braves, and I finally figured out if you guys can do that and win Cy Young after Cy Young after Cy Young after Cy Young every year, I'm going to pay attention to you and figure it out. I learned more from watching those guys and seeing how they studied and hearing these stories of how they went about their business. And that ice dirtbags, when you work with me on pitching, still to this day, there's a lot of that stuff that I implement into my program. I just where I'm over here in Europe and stuff like that, just working with guys and stuff, a big part of it. And then I show them all the time and I said, there you go. I said, there he is. He's saying it right there, what I just said to you or whatever and that. And these parts of my program, they're them. And these guys won Cy Youngs. They won playoffs. They won one World Series, unfortunately. But put it aside because they were studs. They were studs. So for me, Greg Maddux, yes, he was the professor. Yes, he was not my idol, but he taught me more about pitching, watching, and studying and learning that I pass on to this day and age. So it was great for me to see the documentary, see it, and hear all those amazing stories, some that I had heard several times over my career, some that I had never heard before or whatever and that. But it was, again, it's one of those great things. I'm glad they do these documentaries, and Nolan has said it before as well. You've got to watch them because there's so much insight in there that are behind the scenes, but just raw, truthful, honest information coming out. And forget about the velo. Learn to pitch. Learn to pitch. Throw strikes is what it's about, to the best of your ability. As you learn that, you will get faster or you will reach your full potential. It's as simple as that. So Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for sending in your curtain call questions. Again, send them in to us anytime, all the time. Training, curtain call, whatever. We're going to be right back here with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, what was that, about 3 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, Ellie De La Cruz moved to the outfield, right? Obviously, at that time, he was leading the MLB for errors. Obviously, has a cannon for an arm. Outs above average was still up there. Defensive rating was still relatively good, but leading the MLB for errors. So, I mean, when he's 6'6", 6'7", however tall he is, obviously kind of later in his career than what the Cincinnati Reds were projecting, move to the outfield seemed inevitable. Now, all of a sudden, O'Neill Cruz does the same thing. Obviously, Shelton comes forward there, what was that, 2 days ago, and he says the same thing, basically along the lines of what Bell said there in Cincinnati with Ellie De La Cruz. He says, O'Neill Cruz, listen, you're going out to center field. That's it. Your shortstop experiment for this year is over. We might come back to it later on in life, but right now you're going to be playing center field for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa has taken over as the shortstop for him. Reynolds obviously slides over to a corner. And yeah, that's kind of that.
Well, there you go, right? We talk about it all the time. That's the new baseball, right? Whether you're in the major leagues or everything below it, you got to be versatility, right? You got to be an athlete. That's what it comes right back to, because those guys are athletes or whatever, and that you can move them around and try them in different positions. They happen to be what, 6'5" plus, both of them or whatever. And we've seen a lot of smaller guys or whatever, and that do the same thing, extend their career or whatever. Obviously these guys are still in the early stages of their career, but you got to do whatever it takes to be a part of the team. You got to do whatever it takes to put yourself in a position athletically, mentally, physically, emotionally, to be a part of that roster, part of that starting lineup, if that's what you aspire to do. So you can live the dream just like those guys, whether you're living in the MLB or living it wherever you are playing out there around the world, like you are, Dirtbags. So having said that, again, can't thank you enough for being a part of the show, part of the nation. We love it. We just simply can't thank you enough, whether you are a parent, a coach, a player, all the servicemen and women out there, you do. We just thank you so much for doing what you do so Nolan and I can continue to do, and the rest of the Dirtbag Nation and baseball and the world in general can do what they love to do every single day. So having said that, Nolan, having said that, Dirtbags, unfortunately, it's that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.